This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on January 23rd, 2018. I'm Marc Boulanger. As Education International celebrates its 25th anniversary, the man who has done so much to help EI represent teachers and other education workers worldwide is stepping down as the organization's general secretary. Fred Van Leeuwen has guided EI since 1993. The global union now represents some 30 million workers who are members of 400 unions in 172 countries. I asked Mr. Van Leeuwen why he was stepping down as EI's general secretary now.
Well, isn't 25 years long enough? I think it's time for new blood, as they call it. And mind you, I have been general secretary of the International Teachers Organization not 25 years, but 37 years. I started as general secretary of the International Federation of Free Teachers Unions in 1981, and they merged with the World Confederation of Organizations of the Teaching Profession and Created Education International in 1993. So 37 years, I think I've paid my dues. And besides that, I do believe that a fresh blood is necessary. So I'm a happy person to step down.
There are some who argue that labor unions should not be involved in the provision of public education. What do you think of that?
I've always believed that education and the union movement are very important forces to help democratic development and promote human rights. And that has also been my main drive in all these years. I have a true belief in this movement as this representative movement being able to bring about democratic change. And it has been confirmed throughout my career that this is the case, despite the fact that in so many countries, in so many places, democracy has not yet been achieved, human rights has not yet been achieved, and quality education for all children has not yet been achieved. But I'm absolutely certain that our organization and our member organizations have the ability to get closer to that very important goal that we set in 1993, that we believe Education International and its affiliates will be able to ultimately accomplish. And it's quite a privilege to work for an organization that is of such crucial importance to so many members of the teaching profession.
I asked Mr. Van Leeuwen to describe what concerns him most about the future of education and the teaching profession.
First of all, I'm very worried about the commercialization of the education sector. We see that in many places, public school systems are in fact undermined by efforts to introduce the market into our domain. That's one very important concern that I have. In fact, we are mobilizing our members to try to prevent this trend from expanding. And particularly in the Global South, we see companies emerging that sell education, that want to turn students into consumers, and that's quite worrisome. One of the important achievements of Education International, I believe, is we succeeded to persuade the United Nations to adopt a Sustainable Development Goal number 4, quality education for everybody, and even adopted the principle that primary and secondary education should be free.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.